This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Morena Wairapa, kia ora katoa. Welcome to a new weekly program initiative on ROFM 92.7. My name is Alex. The program is named Energize Yourself and is a health and fitness podcast, and our goal is to bring you local expertise and communicate to the Wairapa community ideas and insights and data covering your health and well-being. From fitness ideas and designing the best programs to nutrition ideas, injury recovery and all parts in and around and in between those subjects. Each session will be a half an hour and we will have a guest present and who is qualified to present on a different aspect of our well-being with the purpose to assist us to take action and get mobile, remembering everybody can move something and movement creates energy. Our guest this morning on Energize Yourself is Jane Phillips-Bell. Jane's a mum, involved in farming and health and fitness, of course. She's also a volunteer firefighter. And the two boys, boy, are they energetic. So Jane tells her story way, way better than I could. So over to you, Jane.
Thank you. Good morning, Wairarapa. Don't know really where to start, but we moved here about a year and a half ago now, and I've been in the fitness industry for approximately 7 years. We moved down from Dannevirke. My husband's been dairy farming, and I have two very full noise boys, as Alex well knows. They do karate with him. My why, I guess, is just get out there and get active. Yeah. It's really important for all of us.
Yeah.
I found it really hard to make friends and get active when I first had children in Dannevirke. So that was what brought me to study personal training and nutrition as well. So it's enabled me to get lots of other mums that don't get out very often active and just look after ourselves, really.
I suppose you find that there are a lot of I know that your boys are sort of 7 and 9 or something now, but I mean, I would imagine during the beginning, you know, when they were babies,
it was tough
trying to look after yourself.
Well,
you know?
I didn't really. Yeah. I didn't know how to. I think we moved to Dannevirke when I was 29, and we both had corporate jobs in Wellington. So we went from well-paying jobs with just a cat to look after to all of a sudden dairy farming, and we didn't really know anyone apart from my mum and stepfather were in Dannevirke and the people on the farm. And then we got married and I fell pregnant, and I found it really hard to meet people.
Yeah.
And I knew I wasn't the only one that found it hard to meet people. I think when you are in a small town, people that haven't moved away, they've got their friends. They don't need any new ones.
Yeah.
So it was really, it was a matter of, okay, actually, I think there's definitely an opportunity to create a mums and bubs group. Get mums more active, and through helping others, I remembered that I needed to help myself as well, I guess.
Yeah,
because we were so isolated.
Yeah.
I mean, nowhere near as isolated as a lot of rural communities, but, you know, sometimes I wouldn't see anyone for days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you start that? I mean, you must have had as a young woman, you know, college age, the rest of it. You must have had some interest in health and well-being, or was it
not really?
You were just a young lady doing.
Well, no, I was never very that good at sport at high school. I mean, I gave a few things a go: netball, soccer. I did brownies. I guess that's not really a sport.
Yeah.
I did a bit of kickboxing. I did go to the gym when I was a teenager.
Yep.
I really loved dragon boating.
Yes.
But I never really stuck to anything.
Yeah.
And then started going to the gym and found actually I feel better when I do some exercise, and it's those endorphins and seeing other people.
Yeah.
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 So, and then I did CrossFit for a few years in Wellington.
Yes.
And then moving to Dannevirke, not only did I find it hard to go to a facility where they allowed mums to bring their babies,
yes.
I had to travel an hour to get over to a CrossFit gym.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll just make my own.
Yeah.
And there were lots and lots of young mums, most of them younger than me.
Yes.
That would just not really have a clue how to start looking after themselves. So I had to learn to help others.
Yeah, no, cool. And yourself in the process.
Yeah, myself.
So where did you start? So let's take a picture that there's some young mums out there in a similar situation to you.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to be isolated on a farm. They can be isolated in Masterton, in the heart of Masterton.
Yeah.
What sort of, you know, input would you give to them just to start? You know,
I think the most important thing is getting some fresh air every day.
Yeah.
And I've been guilty of not doing that.
Yes.
Especially at this time of the year.
Yeah. It's cold.
It's cold. I just want to be by the fire doing a puzzle.
Yes.
And just, you know, being warm. But I do think it's really important. Sometimes it's more harder than others to do. So if the weather is really crap, don't go out for a bushwalk. I mean, by all means do, but if you've got a young baby, do something that's a little bit more realistic.
Yeah.
I had a client, a friend this morning, that she was planning on going and walking up Mount Dick, and she said, I'm not going to go today. I said, no, go when it's sunny.
Yeah.
When you enjoy it.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be hard slog. I find it really, really good doing a hard and fast exercise class. And I also really enjoy getting out and going for a walk.
Yeah.
With the pram, with the baby.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do.
Yes.
And then, when my husband was home, I'd say, right, I'd go for a little run. And so I started running. That was really good for my mental well-being more than anything.
Yeah.
I think. Because when you're running, you're going through this internal dialogue of, I can't do this, I can't go any further.
Yep,
and you actually get over that.
There's
and you
some
keep
challenges
going,
there.
There's some big challenges just talking yourself through a run.
Yeah.
So I found running really good.
Yeah.
I haven't actually run that much since I had a long bout of COVID, but I do find that that's really, really good as well. And just connecting with humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a social aspect that's important to exercise for young mums with young babies, and I like that you were saying that you and hubby, when he was home, you said, well, this lot's yours, mate. I'm out of here, type of thing. But my words.
I literally threw the kids out and off I go.
Which is okay. So that gets down to your relationship, but that's the way it should be. In my belief, is that, you know, hey.
Having someone, I mean, my mum was in Dannevirke as well, so I could get her to come and help sometimes. And I think, you know, they often say it takes a village, and sometimes you don't have a village.
Yeah.
But if you can just put your hand up and say, hey, look, I actually really need some help.
Yes.
And
brilliant.
And a lot of the time, that's a really hard thing to admit. Actually, I need someone to help me just for half an hour.
Yep.
I'll come and look after your baby. I'll come and, you know, you just... Yeah. And that's why I started JPB Fitness, because I had these mums that would come along and do an exercise class, and it was all, you know, it was suitable for mums that had just had babies, so it wasn't very strenuous or, you know, high impact. And I think some of the times I was wearing a baby and then I was rocking two prams and we just made it bloody work. You know? Oh, excuse me, I shouldn't speak.
No, but you're right.
It was just, that was really, really important. Just, you know, even half a workout is better than nothing.
Yes.
And then we'd often have coffee afterwards. And,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, bit of socialising. Yep. And you're still doing that with young mums, Jane?
Yep, I am. Yeah. So I actually encourage mums to come along to all of my classes. So I haven't actually got a particular mums and bubs at the moment. It's definitely something that I want to do now that I've got my own studio timetable, because it was a bit harder when I was sharing with the Pilates studio. But I think, especially in winter, it's really important to have those mums and bubs groups. So, yes, it is. New timetable coming out soon. So
cool. So tell us a bit about your studio, where it is and how you've started there.
Yeah, so when we first moved down here, I was working out of, because I always had a gym set up at home and then at the local gym in Dannevirk. So when we moved down here, I didn't have one at home. So I was going around, I was like a mobile PT, I was going around the showgrounds, and then I was going to another hall where the scouts are in town, and I was taking all my weights around, and then I met Linda and said, hey, can I start using your studio? And so for the last about 6 months I've been running some classes out of there, and I've just moved into, it's the same building, but I've got my own room now.
Yes.
I've got my own room.
Cool.
So I am now running more strength classes. I have an expanded timetable. So we do strength, we do box fit, which I think sometimes we have 16...
Wow.
16 or so ladies,
and brilliant.
I think some of the ladies enjoy that the most because they can beat each other up, and often it's more laughter than anything else.
Yes.
Sometimes I think they think I get my kicks out of just taking a class just because there's so much laughter.
Yeah.
But that's really important, and just I think it's just that connection. Yeah. And some of the ladies don't have young babies anymore, but... It's a really important community, I think, just to have that connection and making friendships.
Yeah.
And getting out of the house.
Yeah. Interesting point, that the friendship and the laughter and the social, because you know, so often with young boys and young ladies, you know, it's their friends, they follow their friends, there's that group, there's that, you know, waka papa thing happening, and little Johnny goes off to play rugby, so his best friend that he goes to school with, who's the same age, who lives just down the road, and then off they go. And we forget that when we become adults, do you think, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we forget that connection, that social thing, because they're just being kids, we think. But they're being social. They're getting They're getting a feed off that and learning. And
good
on you.
And I think it doesn't actually come naturally as adults.
Yes.
If we don't have kids, you know, I think it's harder.
Yeah.
To go out and meet people.
Yeah.
Like it was a lot easier when I had kids because I thought, oh, you know, here's another mum struggling, so we've got something in common.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, that's not everyone.
Mm.
And I think as adults, when you're in a new community, it is harder to connect with others.
Yeah.
That was my main reason why I started, really.
I love the laughter thing that you've got going with the box fit, because a lot
of
people...
Too much laughter. Too much.
Well, I'm sure you'll kick them into place
as and when. I'm getting you in, actually.
Yeah. the laughter, the enjoyment, but there's this whole mental health thing.
Yeah.
And laughter, I mean, it's been said by greater minds than mine, you know, about the energy that laughter and the health that laughter brings.
Mm.
And I think that's fantastic. You're in the Gain Momentum building opposite the library in Carterton.
Yes, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah, that's no, right. Know the area well.
Yeah, mental
well.
Wellbeing
yeah.
is definitely yeah. a big yeah. thing as well. Yeah. So,
do you do yourself, you know, again, thinking about not advice but suggestions to mums, getting over the mental thing? How, you know, how did you, going back to Dannevirke, how did you actually go, well, I've got to do something?
Mm.
And, you know, what led you to make the steps to do something?
Well, I think for me, for the last few years, I've been coming to terms with my father being really unwell, and yes. that's been a constant in my
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
And I think as a person that I thrive on helping people, and yeah. not being able to help my father with his yeah. Parkinson's and dementia, yeah. That's probably the hardest thing for me. So.
Yeah.
So I've always gone to exercise to help my mental health.
Yes.
I mean, I've always suffered on and off with anxiety and depression as yeah. an adult,
yes.
and so has my husband. But I think we've always had exercise as a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
And I actually found I had a counselling session one day, and I actually found that the physical exercise wasn't enough alone to help my mental well-being, because it was so much a part of my work as
yes,
well.
Yes.
And so it kind of felt like it was a bit of a chore.
Yeah.
So I ended up in terms of mental well-being.
Yeah.
My physical exercise was obviously really important, but then there's the other pillars of mental well-being, and so I've done a lot of work with the Mental Health Foundation over the last few years, and we've in Mental Health Week we've talked about the different aspects of well-being, and it's connection, it's helping others,
yeah.
It's your whānau, it's physical education as well. Yeah. So it's not just physical education. Yeah. And then another one that I really found helped me was creativity. So using the creative part of my brain, and that's when I started singing and playing piano again. So
brilliant.
I started singing a couple of years ago with a beautiful lady up in Dannevirke who
yes.
I had singing lessons with her, and then she got me doing some shows, and that really helped me because I've just found that the physical exercise wasn't enough.
Yep.
And then that was another way of connecting with people as well. So
yeah.
It all comes down to, actually, I need to make the effort to call so-and-so today.
Yeah.
And I do it with a lot of my ladies that, and there's especially at this time of the year, you know, that seasonal
yeah.
disorder.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Who likes winter?
Yeah. Oh, well, some people. My sister does.
Yeah.
She prefers being cold.
Yeah.
But I think you know, you've got to make these steps to feel good.
Yeah.
And yes, exercise is part of it, but gratitude is a big one.
Yeah.
And I started a gratitude journal at the start of lockdown when I was going completely crazy.
Yes.
Andrew was still working and I was home with the kids, and I was also trying to run my fitness business
fledging
online.
Yes, online.
Like
great.
Absolute, honestly, yeah. there's some videos on YouTube
yeah.
of me
yeah. Yeah.
trying to run an exercise class yeah. with the kids
yeah.
like, farting and showing their bums
yeah.
in the background.
Yes.
It's just,
yes.
you know, you
yeah.
can imagine my
before,
two
great before and after stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And the... You know, so I was doing that, and I found it really hard, like, just to get through the day.
Yep.
So I was starting to do a gratitude journal, and three things every day that I'm grateful for. Some days I found it a hell of a lot harder than others,
yeah.
but that was one thing that really helped me. And then, yeah, just trying to eat and,
yeah.
and nourish well,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
I mean, we've always been pretty healthy eaters in our family, although Andrew would say... they wouldn't be if it weren't for me.
Yes.
But yep. I do love food yep. and comfort food at this time of the year.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be a leader nutrition-wise. There has to be someone, you know, in the family that says, no, you shouldn't do this. I mean, the old days, night. You know. Absolutely. Left to our own devices.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. We can't have lollies every day after school.
And the time, you know, people lead busy lives these days. So this whole thing that we've been talking about, you know.
And it's also expensive.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. You've got to put effort into shopping and the outside aisles in the supermarket versus the inside aisles. That whole deal, you know, drives you nuts. So
grow your own, I think. That's the only thing.
Yes, if you can.
Which is
what we're facing. So, you know, part of the motivation to have this show is to give people insights, you know, love your story, because people, I'm hoping there's people out there listening to Jane and going, I thought maybe, okay. So, just looking at the singing thing, you know, had you a musical background? Did you just suddenly decide to...
I'd always loved singing. My mum loved singing.
Yes.
And my nana was an opera singer. She was a professional singer and a singing teacher. And we grew up with that.
Yes.
Yeah, very much singing in our family. Yeah. An extreme contrast to the Phillips side of the family, which we love to sing, but we can't.
Yes.
So, no offence to everyone on my dad's side.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that I just thought out of the blue. I thought, actually, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I tried playing guitar for such a long time, and I was always so hopeless at it.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll try piano, because that's what I played as a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think you've just got to do what you can to make yourself feel better. I mean, it's hard, I think, with mums that are on their own, that are sleep deprived, and that have sick babies and it's cold, and they feel like they don't have anyone to talk to. But it's really important to probably just step out of the comfort zone and give someone a call.
Yeah.
And be like, actually, can you look after my baby for five minutes so I can jump up and down?
Absolutely.
Release
them
in the orphans?
Yeah, absolutely. Like that. It's so difficult. I remember my daughter in law, we were having a conversation about 3 years ago, how she was always confused why her two girls would come home. After school and, you know, like the first half an hour just I'm not wanting to do anything, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
And so she went along on a parents' day, and she spent the whole day at the school going from class to class not with her kids but with teachers, following them around. And she said, I was absolutely buggered at the end of it.
Yeah.
She said, and I went, well, I could see why you're tired, you know. So she learnt to break the space.
Yeah.
You know, when they come home, have something, you know.
My kids chill out.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't expect them to do anything after school.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's on the couch watching SpongeBob or something. And they just need some quiet time.
Yep, absolutely.
And usually it's playing with cars on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, going and helping on the farm, but I think like before the show started, I try not to expect too much of my kids.
Yes,
they have rugby and ripper and karate with you, they do scouts, and they have to be good kids all day.
Yes.
You know, they have to obey the rules, and then they're worn out at the end of it.
Yes, yeah,
I was when I was at school.
Yeah. Expectation that we put on other people, but also ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes perhaps, you know, we're trying too hard to be this perfect person, which we can't be.
No, absolutely.
You know, and we have to have releases and irrefutably, you know, exercise and you know, spiritual well-being, doing things like singing and playing the piano and engaging that creative side of ourselves. We have to do that as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So looking at your, I'm going to use the term athletic life. Oh. she laughs. Going forward, but so when you look out over the next, say, well, I'll be to the point 10 years. So how does Jane see herself, you know, so your boys will be at college age, you know, yeah. 17, 18, 19 yeah. sort of thing. What's Jane's?
Exercise is a big thing for us.
Yeah.
So at the moment, so Andrew used to run marathons.
Yes.
And I really would love him to get back into that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're listening to that, Andrew, because it's super really good
Sounds
for
like
you.
You're running, Andrew.
Super good for his mental well-being,
yeah.
As well as mountain biking. Yeah. And yeah. I found up in Dannevirke, I was doing ultra or like long distance hill runs.
Yeah.
So I did Triple Peaks up in the Hawke's Bay.
Yeah.
I did that 3 years, and I did a couple of like half marathons and things yeah. like that. Not necessarily running because. Yeah. I have no desire to yeah. run that fast and long,
yeah.
but I did run downhill,
yeah.
and I was doing it for a personal challenge, not yes. to be the best in the world
yeah.
or anything.
Yeah.
But I think I'd like to get back into doing that.
Yeah.
So, doing some events, like off road running
yeah.
and walking in the bush. I yeah. really love that.
Yeah.
So, those will be my focuses.
Yes.
And then family time is really important.
Yeah.
So when we get to summer, I'd like to start doing some overnight tramps with the kids.
Yes.
They love camping and they yeah. love being outdoors.
Yeah.
If I could just teach Charlie to walk quietly, that'd be really nice. But, I mean, it's a work yep. in progress.
Yes.
But I think... So entering events like that and getting my ladies to do things like that as well,
yeah.
like getting out of your comfort zone and
yeah.
because at the end of the day, it's such a huge achievement doing yeah. something like that. Yeah.
So Triple Peaks is tell me about
Bay.
That. Yeah.
So that's I first did that with a very good friend of mine, Anna Veal, who's she's a wellbeing coach up in Tauranga now, but she suggested the crazy idea, and it's three mountains.
Yes.
So it's Mount Erin, Mount Kahuranaki,
yeah,
and Tamata Peak.
Yeah.
And so the first year we did it, the weather was so bad that the river was too high, so we actually had to go up Tamata Peak three times, and it was so muddy that we ended up just sliding up and down yeah. the hill. It was ridiculous. Yeah. And then Anna got us lost and we got disqualified. So that was our first one. And then the next
Great
year,
stuff.
Yeah. the next year, I did it with a couple of my JPB fitness ladies, and that was a big mental thing for me because yeah. I stayed back with a couple of my ladies that were really struggling.
Yes.
And then I got to the top of the second. I got to the top of the second mountain, and they said, "Look, Jane, if you're going to continue, you've got to basically get to this point. You need to run. You
yeah.
I needed to run 17 km on my own. The other ladies pulled out.
Wow.
And so I had to run that last slog on my own, and there were lots of tears.
Yes.
And there were lots of people just sort of hobbling along that were broken on the way that I had yeah. to run past. And that was a huge thing for me. And Andrew and Harrison came and met me about 500 metres from the finish line, and I was just bawling my eyes out by yeah. the end of it because it was yeah. 58 km
yeah,
up and down.
It's a hard day yeah. at the office, Jane.
Beautiful, though.
Yeah.
Beautiful
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
And then I did it once more with some other gym ladies, and then my nana passed away, so I didn't do another year that I'd entered, but I'd love to do it. I'd love to do it again. It's a bit more of a mission to get up there now that we're living down here, but
yep.
Also you can do the one peak one day and you can do a double peak, and then there's also... Wellington events,
yes.
you know, there's
yep.
lots of them to do.
The Wazoo, yeah,
but
absolutely.
I much prefer good weather
yep.
running
yep,
to absolutely. Middle of
yep.
winter.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just that yep. being cool. by the fire yep. in winter is much more.
Absolutely. So it's interesting. Desirable. We had David Costarina, a physiotherapist, on the show last week, and he was talking about one of the things that fascinates him as he looks ahead in his health and well-being life is the seasons and how we don't pay that much attention. You know, we think, oh, well, I'm going to train all year round, and we don't understand that just like nature has seasons, that we have seasons, our bodies fold that. So we're getting close to winding up. Those listening, I hope you've enjoyed listening to Jane as much as I have. We've got a real leader in the community here, and you could do worse from my point of view, ladies and men, because we've just had Men's Health Week. And we need to be paying real attention to our longevity. So thanks, Jane. Can't thank you enough.
Thank you for having me.
Will do this again.
Yeah,
thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.